Who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We never did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you! Call me a bitch, you stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Coming in the name of...
Hey everybody, what's up? Good evening. Madhouse Radio is on the air. That's right, everybody. We are here, we are back, and we're working. Always wonder. What's up, everybody? Good evening. Madhouse Radio is on the air. It is midnight, Saturday, August the 11th. We are 1 month away from the anniversary of something. Anyway, what's going on, Milkman? How you doing, bro?
Yes, well, I'm talking back, man. The Madhouse is back, man. Saturday night special, man. We're loaded and ready for some pain, man.
Good.
Yeah, you got line up with there, big man.
I will. We've got 30% off Beanie Babies today and everything, guys. So be sure to check us out. We are here tonight kicking it real. Come on, Milkman. Oh, Milkman, hang on. Let me turn you up real quick here, brother. Don't go anywhere, man. Anyway. That's better. Now we hear Milkman. Anyway, so everybody, yeah, we're here to do a show. It is the Friday night special. Madhouse Radio Bring the Pain, as we've called it.
That's right.
That's right. Anywho. Huh? Yeah, yeah, you sound good, Milkman. Keep it real, man. You hear your echo?
Okay, I can hear myself. No, you turned it off, so I didn't know I was on.
You got your echo on? Do you hear an echo again, or are we back to normal with no echo?
No, you got rid of the echo, so it threw me. I thought I was off.
I fixed it, bro. Don't worry about it. All right, everybody, I'm excited about the show tonight. We're going to try to get into the pranks as soon as possible. Thank you all for being here. Tonight's a special night. We're celebrating being special. Lonesome Loser is checking in already with tons of numbers that we couldn't get to last night. Thank you, bro. Awesome, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Bro.
The numbers hit, man.
Rebo's asking, what song was just playing? If it was the song that's ending now, that's Method Man, I Came to Bring the Pain. From 1995, Wu-Tang Clan at you. We're not going to play the intro, man. We're already done with the intro. Milkman, come on, man. Didn't you get the memo? Jeez.
I like the clang, man.
Man, we'll be taking your calls here toll-free tonight all night. If you want to call us toll-free, the toll-free line is going to be open here in a second. It is 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here tonight where you can reach us here in the Madhouse is 1-888-278-8509. Feel free to join us to comment, talk about what's going on in your life, make a prank call request. Do a prank call with us even if you want. No pressure. You're not required to prank call if you call in. That is all. All right. If you want to reach us on the messengers.
All right. The most interactive show right here on PCU, Madhouse.
On the Madhouse Radio Network, PC, of course, yes, of course, PCU, Prank Call Underground Radio. Everybody, go to PCUradio.com right now. Breaking news on the PCU Radio website. Everybody, go to PCUradio.com and check it out. Do not miss that breaking news on the PCU Radio website. Anyway, if you want to reach us here on online, instant messaging is open tonight, of course, to hear direct to the studio. Yahoo and AOL Instant Messenger users can reach us tonight. Go ahead and send a message to Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio is the message that you message us with your message machine. Those of you using Yahoo and AOL Instant
Messenger.
That's right. If you're using MSN Messenger, madhouselive@hotmail.com. Again, if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouselive@hotmail.com. If you miss any of that, why don't you just head over to madhouselive.com, madhouselive.com. And that's where you can get all that information right there.
While you're there, man, sign up for our wonderful new email letter and join the Madhouse Club.
It's not that new anymore. It's almost 2 months old. But, yeah, the newsletter, the Madhouse newsletter, the mouth, the podcast, the Madhouse archives, and much, much more all there for you, including I can't talk about it right now. We'll talk about it later. Anyway, so yeah, we're here. We're on PC Radio tonight. We're also on 98.6.
98.6. The Mel.
Thanks for having us, The Mel. And that's about it. In the news, nothing, because we talked about the news yesterday, so fuck the news. Other than that, Lonesome Loser, like I said, has sent in tons of numbers. Milkman, would you want to do a prank call, my friend? Or should we do a prank call, I should say?
Of course.
Of course, of course.
I'm talking about, I do want to tip my hat, though, in mourning for our lost brother, soldier of comedy, Mr. Danny, the Tourette's guy.com guy, is now no longer with us. He will be missed.
Yeah, well,
hats
we lost
off
him.
To Danny.
We talked about that yesterday, but last night. But of course, yes, of course, we're still in mourning here for Danny. Thank you. Tourette'sGuy.com. There you go. That's all he gets because we gave him a full, quiet, serious taps last night, and Jen Stewart was here for the... Where's Jen?
That's right. That's why the Madhouse flag is flying at half-mast tonight.
Now, Jen said he was going to try to make it tonight. No idea. I guess maybe he slept in. You know, Jen's busy. He's a busy guy. He was on last night. We thank him for that.
He'll probably show up.
Maybe. Hey, if he does, dude, we might go late tonight. We might break a record, my friend. You never know. If we're doing good with the pranks, we'll break a record.
You know, JimStewart.com, you know, he was saying something that there may be a show this Sunday at 3 p.m. He's going to do one of his shows that he hasn't done.
No. No, there's no question about it. He confirmed he is doing a show on Sunday at 3 p.m.
He is doing a show?
3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. GMT is...
you heard it right here in the Madhouse in the headlines.
Sunday Brunch with James Stewartson is on Sunday. And, hey, there it is. Of course, tonight, normally you would be listening to Ted on PCU Radio, but Ted cannot make it. He's currently in Chicago on vacation or business or something. I don't know what he's doing in Chicago, but he is in Chicago nonetheless. We're going to do the first prank call of the night, Milkman. We're going to call the Caesars Resort.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the West Coast or something. I don't know. We'll be right back after this, folks.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Yeah.
Chicago. There we go. Jonathan's on the line. What's up, everybody? Jonathan here with us.
What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm just here, you know, starting the show, ready to do some prank calls. Of course, you called in. That's all good, bro. How's your deal going, man? How's the bus business?
Pretty good. I took today and Monday off, so I got today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday off.
4-day weekend. All right. Where are you going to? You going to the Panhandle, or are you going?
I'm just gonna hang out at the house. I got a few doctor's appointments on Monday to go to.
Well, hope everything turns out okay, man.
I hope so.
All right. Well, you know how it is. Nothing serious, I hope. You don't have to tell us what it is, but we're just hoping it's nothing serious, you know?
It's just a few checkups.
All right, good. Checkups are good. Checkups are good. Milkman says you have an appointment with Dr. Lego. Imagine that. That'd be something, bro. So yeah, man, anything else going on with you, man? I mean, I was thinking, you ever gone casino boating over there in Mississippi, in Biloxi?
No, I haven't.
Wait, I think I should... I'm thinking about trying it. Maybe we'll meet up out there in Biloxi, Mississippi, one of those riverboat cruises, man. We'll play some blackjack. You ever play blackjack?
Oh, yeah.
Blackjack is the only game in a casino where you have an advantage over the house.
Hmm.
So if you want to win and in a casino, your best option is to go with blackjack. Learn the game of blackjack and how it's played, and how you can take advantage of it. It's all a science, dude. It's all a science. Blackjack.
Yeah.
Yeah, you practice on your blackjack, and we're going to go on the casino boat, man.
All right, I'll do that, Dan.
We'll make so much money, we'll buy the whole boat, and we'll make them drive it all the way to, Cuba or something, man. We'll hang out there, get some free medicine.
Make it a bus boat.
That'll work for me.
Yeah, yeah. All right, brother. So, Jonathan, now's your chance to say hi to everybody. We're going to warm it up here.
I'd just like to say hello to all my fans and listeners and visit our new website, www.lostboys.bravehost.com.
Check
out our shows over there.
Oh, you got shows? You got shows,
yep,
huh?
I'm back on Mass Attack Radio. It's our very own stream. with DJ Emmy Rose and Donovan and Lance and me.
You guys got your own stream now. Well, that's good, man. Good for you all, man. Good luck, bro. When are your shows? Do they compete with any shows on PCU? Because if they do, you can't. I'd have to get clearance before I let you say it.
No. This is just for fun.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah, I know you guys are cool, man. Well, that's awesome. Maybe I'll tune in one day. You get with me online and give me the website again, all right? Because I couldn't copy it down.
Okay, I'll send it right over to you right now on Yahoo Messenger.
All
right.
Cool, man. Cool. All right, Jonathan. You take care of yourself, man.
Alrighty.
All right, there it is. Jonathan, everybody. Jonathan.
See you later.
See you later.
Jonathan has a radio station now that he's at. That's something, huh? Jonathan moving up in the world. Look what can happen if you listen to... I wonder what KDK is saying about that right now. KDK is pretty mad right now. He's like...
What did he say it was called? Short Bus Radio?
I don't know what it was called. It was something fun like that. I'm sure it's a fun time listening to Jonathan on the radio. That's awesome, that's awesome. In the chat room, if you go to PCUradio.com, you can join the chat room. And in the chat room, we are, you know, there is a conversation going on right now that you should be a part of. So go to the chat room over at PCUradio.com. Prank Call Underground Radio, the sponsor of the first hour of this hour of Madhouse Radio. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, we were working on a prank call, weren't we, Milkman? All
right. Right, man. We're picking one up right now, man.
All right, we're calling the Caesars Resort again. Let's see if this goes through this time.
I love Caesar salad, man. You got the
pepperoncinis, man.
Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money, Milkman. Bitch better have my money. Milkman, how much does Stephen R. weigh?
You've reached the Mont Blue Resort Casino and Spa, cosmopolitan by nature.
Oh.
Thanks for calling. We'll be with you in just a moment.
Metrosexual by nature.
Well, we know that Frank Master weighs 500 pounds plus. He's a big plus five, Bill.
Yes. Hello, ma'am?
Yes?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, and you?
It's not afternoon anymore, is it? Oh, crap, man. I've had a horrible, horrible night.
Can I help you?
Yeah, do you have drinking at this casino, perhaps?
Like, yes, we do.
Alcoholic? Now, is it the deal where if I'm playing, can I get free drinks, or am I going to have to pay?
You're going to have to pay.
I'm going to have to pay?
Yes.
You guys don't bring out the free drinks when I'm at the casino? Like, if I'm at the tables?
I'm not sure if... I'm not really sure about that, but I can connect you to that.
Connect me to the bar department, please.
The bar, yeah.
Thank you.
It's agreeable.
The bar department, everybody.
Thank you for calling Del Sol. This is Justine. How may I help you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
spring break, man. Hey, look, do you guys have free drinks if I'm at the tables? Or is it, do I gotta still pay?
If you're playing, I believe so.
Could you find out for sure, please? Because I tip well, but I don't like playing for alcohol.
What was that?
Can you find out? Is it possible? Like, some
could... Yeah, can hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. As long as you're playing, then you can drink.
Awesome, and it's free, right?
Yep.
Okay, what are your smallest slots?
Excuse me?
Your slot. You have slots?
I'll be a video poker.
But how often does a woman come around and give me drinks? I mean, I'm really looking to get sauce.
What's right at the bar?
Oh, man.
The bar's not too crowded.
Are there any clocks inside the casino?
Clocks for what?
Clocks. Are there any clocks inside the casino?
Are there any slots by this casino?
You know, clocks, the clock machines.
No clocks.
Yeah, you ever know there's no clocks inside the casino?
Like you tell time? Clocks?
Well, you don't want them to tell time because you want them to stay. There's no windows either, is there?
No.
It's always freezing cold. Killing the you're killing the concept of time. Now, I have kidney disease, and I have to take blood thinners. And that actually makes my blood very, very cold. And I went in there, I swear to God, if it's a soul freezer. You know how long it took?
Well, it's not cold in here.
I wanted a drink, and no one ever came to give me a drink.
At the Del Sol bar?
About $10,000 I lost, and I didn't get one woman come over offering me a drink.
We have, this is a Del Sol, so we have a Del Sol bar, where it's right at the bar. But we also have the casino floor.
What? They never came with me, you see.
I'm sorry, sir.
Not one beer, not a coffee. Nothing.
Sorry, sir.
Nothing. Do you have a lost and found?
Yeah, it goes to security, everything that we find.
Hey, can I talk to them, please? I think I left something there.
I can transfer. If you call. Okay, let me see if I can transfer you real quick.
I'm sure we can figure it out. There's a nice tip in it for you.
Well, if you want.
Bitch better have my money.
Excuse me?
You can figure out how to transfer it, please.
We can't hear, but if you just want to call and then talk to the operator, just tell them that you lost something and you want to speak with security.
This is my last quarter.
Can you hold on 1 second? I'm sure I can try to figure something out.
I'm sure you can do it, honey. There's a nice tip in it for you, please. Thank you. How long is this going to take? Hello?
Blue chip rate.
There we go.
Rate guaranteed. For those who love the great outdoors, but prefer the great indoors. Regarding Tahoe, you may have noticed how no one ever...
Sir, if you hold on one moment, I can transfer you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
All right, we're being transferred, milkman.
What I'm talking about. Now, that service, Madhouse style. Is Jack Masterson on the line?
No, Eddie Garcia is coming on the line in a second.
Ah, very good, very good.
They hurry up. Hurry up! Hey, Athena!
Okay.
How do you... No. Hello? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I just did.
Jesus.
Nostalgic atmosphere.
You're so retarded.
No matter what time, 24 is at your service.
Hey, how can I help you?
Hey, man, is this the lost and found?
Yes.
What do you guys got in?
Excuse me?
What do you guys got in? And the lost and found, man, what do you guys got in? I'm trying to see if you got my stuff.
What are you looking for?
Oh, whatever you got, man. What's lost? You got a cell phone? Did you find the cell phone?
I don't have anything yet in here.
Did you find any glasses?
Nope.
What you got? You got any video game machine things, man?
No, I don't have anything yet in here. I just have the relief.
Yeah. You got any? Did you find my bag of weed or something like that, man?
Nope.
Huh?
I don't have anything.
Well, there's no nothing lost? You got my cell phone? I lost my cell phone, man. Hello?
How long ago?
I don't know. A few hours ago and shit. What you got? Where you got lost, man? I'm calling around lost and found, man. You got something I want, I'm going to say it's mine, so you give it back.
This is nothing found, but I want to know what you're exactly looking for.
Whatever you got, boss, man. Look at your box and tell me what's lost, and I'll tell you if it's mine or not.
I cannot give you that kind of information, man.
Well, why not, man? I left my stuff there.
Okay, you must come over here and give me the description.
Well, this is my last quarter. It's my last quarter, sir.
But you know, I need to check on the computer and exactly description. You lose it.
Why are you so lazy? Don't be lazy, man. Come on. What you got? You got any medicine? Did you find any medicine?
I got a lot of things in here, man.
I lost my medicine. Look for my medicine, please, in the computer machine. You know how to type it?
You lose your cell phone, you lose your backpack, you lose the medicine. What'd you lose exactly there?
My medicine. I lost my medicine, man.
Where are you?
I'm in the cab. The cab station. I'm at the cab station, sir. Come on now. You have my... Can you tell me if you found my medicine, please?
Let me check.
It's in like an orange...
I don't have anything.
It's like in an orange bottle, man. We got a label with a bunch of shit on it. That's my medicine. It says pharmacy on it. And it says filled, and it's got a date.
No, I arcade.
Arcade? Hello? Hey, man, I don't want the arcade, man. I'm looking for my medicine. Hey, man, I think it's a rule that if you're going to be a security guard, Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Tim.
Tim, you're not the Mexican gentleman I was talking to earlier, are you?
No.
Okay, look, man, I lost my medicine in the casino, and I'm asking him, and he doesn't understand English and stuff, and he's all like, okay, I don't speak that shit. You got my medicine there? I'm asking, I lost it there. I was at the video poker machine, and I left my medicine on top. I can describe
it. What kind of medicine was it?
It was in an orange bottle, and it says pharmacy, and it says filled, and it has the date and stuff like that.
The true form?
Yeah, that's the one, man. You found it? For real? Yeah, true form. Yeah, true form, yeah.
Green color?
Yeah, the gray true form, yeah. You found it?
Yeah, we have it here. Yeah.
Hey, that's important, man. I need it, or I could get in trouble.
You gonna come here and get it, or are you still around in the area?
I don't know, man. How far away are you guys from the cab station, man?
Who's the cab station?
Oh, man, you know, the main central cab station, man.
I don't know where the central cab station is.
Oh, shit, dude. What am I gonna do, man? My flight leaves. I gotta get on this cab machine. Make
where
it in time.
Now?
I'm at the cab station, man. I don't know this town. I just know the guy says the cab station, man. The taxi station.
In Lake Tahoe?
Yeah, the taxi station.
It's in Lake Tahoe.
That's right, sir.
Okay, we're still here where we were before.
I know, you're still there.
I know where you are.
I
the casinos.
I got one trip to the airport. I don't have enough money to make a double trip now. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. That's my true form, right?
Yeah, true form OTC?
Yeah, over-the-counter true form, man. This shit, I got a prescription for that, man.
Right, you want us to send it to you?
Yeah, can you mail it to me?
Yeah, we can mail it. What's your address?
All right, it's 182.
Page 151, camera advisement.
118?
Kick-Ass Street.
Hold on, then. Turn my radio down. What's the name of the street again?
Fake Street.
Fake Street?
Fake Street.
Fake?
Street.
And that's fake, isn't it? F-A-K-E?
Yes, sir. Fake Street. Fake Street.
And the city?
Washington, D.C.
Zip code?
20001.
And and your first and last name?
Julio Mendoza.
Can you spell your first name?
M-E-N-D-O-Z-A and shit. Man, I'll just put J-M. I got creditors. If you could do that for me, man, that would be awesome, all right?
I need your phone number.
I'd rather not give it out, sir.
Okay, so that's 118 Fake Street?
That's right.
Washington, D.C., 2001?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay, we're sending it out. Won't get sent out till Monday because this is the weekend.
No, that's fine. I'm sure it'll make it eventually, sir.
Okay.
Well, thank you, sir. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Oh, bless me.
Bing, 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 bing. Jackpot.
We didn't do the bing, 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 right? That's right. Casino Lost and Found is what.
Jackpot.
Milkman is talking about the prank call, Casino Lost and Found. Here it is, everybody. Straight out the request line here at 98.6 The Mouth Casino.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Good evening. Take points over late.
Yeah, hello. Hello. Hello.
Hotel operator, how can I help you?
Yes, hi. Is this the Silver Legacy?
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you, sir.
Well, look, ma'am, I have a Travis here. I've lost my wallet, my cell phone, my insulin shots, and my sugar is up on the roof, and I need to get my insulins. And I can't find them, and I'm sure I left them there on one of the machines, and my wallet is gone, and I can feel my sugar.
Hello, you have reached Silver Legacy Lost and Found. So that we can better serve you, please leave the following information.
You are being transferred, and a hotel operator will assist you.
That's right.
I commend it.
It's an emergency.
Fabulous Sunday brunch.
Good evening.
Hello. Yeah, look, my sugar is up through the roof, and I done left my oh, Lord, I left my... Oh, my diabetes kit's there.
Where are you at? And I'll get an ambulance for you.
I don't need an ambulance. I need my insulin pills. I need my shot and my pills, and I left them all there. And my wallet and my cell phone. I can't even call my daughter to come over here.
Features are full.
I could be dying if she's doing this. My insulin is way up in the sky. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I left my pills and my diabetes syringe and my insulin's there.
You left them where?
I left them there on top of that machine there with the lights.
You left them where?
The machine with the lights. That goes bing, 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 bing. I left it on there. You know the one?
No, I don't know the one.
I left my insulin shot. If I don't take it,
Then you should probably come back and get it, sir, because I don't know where you left it. Sir, you need to come back and get it, because I don't know where you left it.
I left my contact lenses there. I can't see.
I don't know where you left it. You're going to need to come back and get it.
I left my keys. I left my cell phone.
You're not understanding me. I'm done with this conversation.
I left
okay?
my shoes, my
okay,
wallet,
goodbye.
My pants.
Big fucking deal. The microphone sounds like shit now. Why is the mic stuck like sounding like shit? What the hell's that about? Got this weird noise on the
Yours
phone.
Yours sounds good. Mine probably sounds terrible because
no.
I'm not gay.
No, I'm getting reverb on something else, dude. Not you. Not you. I don't know what happened to the mics here. Hang on.
Reverb McIntyre. She's great, man. She plays a wicked guitar, too, man.
Reba McIntyre. She's got a TV show that Athena keeps watching, and I think it sucks.
Reba McIntyre.
Whatever. Anyway, so what else is going on? Anything in the news you needed that we should talk about? I mean, what happened with those miners? Yesterday we said that they were in danger of getting vampire bats biting them and turning into vampires and attacking each other.
Yep.
Anything happen with that, dude?
The darkness falls away tomorrow as a lone man.
Well, actually, they did drill all the way through, and they penetrated the core and found out
there
was a space, but they may have miscalculated and actually breached the gates of hell.
Oh, dude, they penetrated the core, though, didn't they?
And vampires coming up out.
Awesome. Well, it's good that they penetrated the core. I'm very happy. All right, anyway, we're going to do another prank call, everybody. If you want to call in, the toll-free line is open. Toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here tonight is 1-888-278-8509. So join in if you want. We've got just confirmed in England, Wilfred Dyke in Manchester, England. Manchester, favorite of the Madhouse. Just a moment. The next prank call tonight coming right up, folks.
Sorry, I'm saying ain't. Huh. It's not going to answer, I don't think, Milkman. Bitch.
Lesbian. Alright, we'll continue on. Alright. And by the way, if you have someone you want us to prank call, let us know. Please let us know. XXZO on AOL messaging us for the first time. Welcome to the Madhouse family, bro. XZO's says, I know it's been done before, but they're so funny. How about one of those pranks where person A calls someone and poses as a telephone operator and tell the victim they have a collect call from somewhere far away? We accept the charge, and when they say no, patch person B through, and fun ensues. That's an old blackout move. That's a good idea, man. Maybe that's it's been done. It's been done. But maybe we could do it just for fun. That's okay. We could try it. KDK does it all the time. It's cool. All right. Awesome. Well then, we now have Yuck F. Ho in Manchester, England. Milkman Yuck F. Ho. You ready for that? All right, good. Here comes that, everybody.
Cool, man.
Your hard ass is pushing number one. Girls, when you shake, you shake, you shake, yeah. Beware, dudes, when you
have... Hello? Hey, what's up? Is this the whole residence? Oh, fuck, dude. What did I do fucked up? What did I do, Milkman? Nothing, right? That was normal.
Please hold the line.
Hold the line? Uh-oh.
Hello?
Who is this?
Who is it?
Identify yourself, please.
Sorry?
I was speaking to someone, and I was rudely put on hold, and the woman said, please hold the line, and I got through to you. Now, what was that about?
Where did you ring from?
Is this some kind of game, sir? Sir?
Yeah.
You explain.
You want to speak in who?
I'm calling from the United States of America, sir.
Okay, who the land is?
Saviors of the world. How are you, sir? Sir? I'm trying to speak to Mr. Ho. Hello? I don't know what you're saying is dirty. Who is it? What do you have me on speakerphone? I don't authorize you to put me on speakerphone. What the devil? Who is this? Hello.
Who is this?
Well, I'm trying to talk to people. I've got people putting me on speakerphone and being rude to me and not answering my questions. Now, I am from the United States, and when I ask a question, you answer immediately.
I'm sorry. Who the fuck do you think that you're speaking to?
Do not speak to me in these terms and these rude words. I do not use the F word with you. I just command you to answer my questions when I ask them because I am an American.
Well, I'm British, so I don't care who you are.
Look, sister.
Why are you ringing this number?
This is America, sister, and I call the shots. You understand here? Now listen to me very closely. I'm trying to speak with Yuck F. Ho. Where is Yuck F. Ho?
Sorry?
Yuck F. Ho. I'm trying to talk with Yuck F. Ho. And you're lying to me. Don't try to hide it.
Hello?
Okay, look, dude. I'm not going to repeat myself to all the people who live in your house, like immigrants, all like 20 people who live there with a bunch of kids. okay? Now, I'm trying to talk to Yug F. Ho. He or she should be on the phone with me immediately.
What's this regarding?
This is regarding the United States of America.
Okay, and what's up? Okay, and regarding...
What do you mean, what's that regarding? You know exactly what it's regarding. Put her on the phone. We're here. We are in charge. Now, put us on the phone with her.
No, what's it regarding first?
I'd rather not tell you. You're not Yuck F. Ho.
No, can I ask you what it's regarding first?
No. My answer is no. I do not recognize your authority.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Joe America.
Joe America?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I can't. That's not a name.
That is my name, absolutely, Joe America, sir. Who do you think found the United States? My great-great-great-grandfather, Francis America, and they named him after him. I am Joe America, descendant of Francis of America, discoverer of the New World.
Right.
Yes. Were you aware that Yuck F.O. has the lineage of Jesus in her?
Jesus?
Yes.
Right.
We need her or him to fight the Antichrist.
Okay.
In the most evil of places. Do you know where the most evil of places is?
Where?
Iraq.
Right.
The biggest threat to the world, my friend.
Okay.
And let me speak with Yuck F. Ho immediately, please.
Sorry, he's not here.
And why are you asking all these questions?
Well, I'd like to know who you are.
I told you already, Joe America. Did you write that down?
You don't need to write anything like that down.
When you write the word America, the A's are stars, and you dot the I with a star.
Right.
That is how you spell my last name.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So what else can we do?
Well, I'm not quite sure. It's just a strange man called this number and stuff.
What are your thoughts on socialized medicine?
Sorry?
What are your thoughts on socialized medicine?
Socialized medicine?
Yes, sir.
I'm not quite sure what that is.
Do you even know what it is?
No.
You're pretty thick, aren't you?
Thick is...
You're British,
I don't know.
I
would say it was an English sort of derogatory term. It's not something an American would use. Are you an American?
Some other woman from Manchester said that to me, and that's a great offense to it. Because I weigh 428 pounds. Now, do you know how much that is in kilograms?
We actually use imperial units here.
You do?
Well, I do. Oh, I'm aware of that.
No, you guys lose kilos and shit like that.
No, we actually... The imperial unit actually was created in the UK, actually.
I don't recognize the empire of the UK. We kicked your ass, bro. We kicked your ass.
No, the imperial unit, imperial as in royal family.
We don't follow the British crown anymore.
No, but I'm saying the actual metric system is actually European.
Well, and the
imperial units actually came from the UK.
In the American system, we weigh people in pounds, not kilograms, sir, or
yeah,
kilos.
The UK, again, weigh people.
The American system, sir.
But where do you think that came from?
America.
Was it actually invented by the Americans? No, the imperial unit was actually...
It was invented by Francis America, my descendant. I'm descendant of him. My ancestor.
Right, okay.
Okay. So you agree that we have a superior metric system to you?
No, like I said before, the UK don't use the metric system. They use the imperial system, which is actually created by the UK.
No, you're using the American system and you're calling it something else, and I'm onto your little game, sir.
Right, okay. I think this is actually a futile conversation, so I think I'm going to be terminating count right now.
Resistance is futile, my son.
Resistance is futile?
Yes, sir.
Star Trek.
Very good.
Very good.
I give you permission to hang up the phone now.
Okay, thank you.
Have yourself a splendid day.
Splendid.
God bless you, sir. Bless you. Have a blessed day. Goodbye. Bye. That was a fun conversation.
For the retard.
The American system, everybody. The American system. Let's hear it for the American.
Joe America.
That's Joe America. Oh, man. Okay. Charlie Patton, we have his phone number here per request from the chat room and from other places.
Cool.
Milkman says, Milkman, you go ahead and tell us what you said. Read that for me, please. Go ahead, Milkman.
Oh, you want an update? Okay. Well, you know, as we all know, those that have been tuning in for quite a while, that Charlie Patton is a well-known iconic. In other words, a getting sick baker for attention guy. Well, anyway, his latest stunt has been that he gets on Yahoo now. Okay.
Oh, he's on
he
Yahoo.
He has a webcam. Yeah, man, and he took his webcam with a black cowboy hat on.
No kidding. With a black cowboy hat on.
Don't we call him?
So what's his messenger name?
Call him up.
What's his message? Don't give
Dude,
it out.
I don't have the name. I don't have the name.
Don't give it to me.
I don't have the name.
Don't give it out on the air. I don't want people.
All
telling
we gotta
do, I don't want people telling him who.
Yeah,
we
all we got to do is just go with the fact that we've seen his black cowboy hat on Messenger and Yahoo Messenger, and you know, it was very intriguing, and take it from there.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell him he reminded me of Don Imus. Or you think he's gonna answer, dude? Seriously, come on, man. I don't want to be jerked around with. Let's see.
Didn't he always answer?
No, he
man,
doesn't.
Probably on
the, he hasn't
on
answered the last two times we've called him, Milkman. He hasn't answered the last two times we've called him, dude. Anyway, folks, just a moment here. We're going to... I will try it next. Charlie Patton, everybody. Let's see if this works.
We have a fan request for the famous Charlie Patton.
Yeah, man. Charlie Patton here on The Mouth coming up next, everybody. Thank you for listening. Changed his number, dude.
Dude, this is not good. No, he didn't change it, man.
This is like long dong dong.
Dude, he did not change it.
Let me see what the message is saying.
I
don't know, dude.
I am really I'm profoundly alarmed here because that's a working number. I'm going to double check my records to make sure that is the actual number. So let's roll on to our next call, and I will confirm if that is the correct number. We may have reached a turning point with Charlie Patton here, folks.
I hope not. I hope we get him back. I hope we get him back.
A real turning point.
We'll see. We'll see what happens, all right? All right, we're going to do another prank call then, moving on back to Lonesome Losers numbers. Thank you, everybody, for still listening. All of you who are listening right now, we appreciate it. This is Madhouse Radio Live. Yes, we are live. This is not Memorex. This is Liveness. Liverex. 12:49 a.m. on Saturday morning, August the 11th. We're having a good time. We're trying to get some prank calls off here. Bring the pain. Bring in the pain tonight, everybody. If you want to reach us here tonight, again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here, you can call us right now. Join us on the air. Make yourself heard. Do a prank call. Request a prank call. No pressure. Whatever you want. Again, it's a toll-free call, free to you, very expensive for us. So why don't you take out your frustration on my pocket and dial 1-888-278-8509. We're listening to a little bit of Curtis Mayfield, Short Eyes. And we're continuing on with another prank call. This is going to be, let's see here, the Dandy Cock Inn in Stockport, England. The Dandy Cock Inn. The Dandy Cock Inn. Coming at you, folks.
No answer. No answer. We're going to call the Yummy Korean Barbecue in Hawaii. Yummy Korean Barbecue, Hawaii.
Breaking news, Milkman Reclude is about to call in, dude. Big Reclude calling in. Just a moment here. Let's stand by for Reclude, everybody.
Awesome, dude. How's work? You having a late night tonight? Said 5 o'clock in the morning or some shit.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm like fucking coking it up and working.
Does it help you to stay awake and keep moving, or does it inspire you to do good work, or both?
Just keeps me awake. I try to do good work. I mean, this one, I can't afford not to in this one.
Really? Big time,
this is
huh?
a really, really big deal, this one.
Wow. Well, good luck with that, man. I hope you don't screw up. That's a lot of pressure.
No. It's cool, man. I'm cool with it, man. The guys, I'm already in with the dude, so.
Yeah.
I mean, if I fuck up, I'm not in, but.
Yeah, well, whatever. At least you give it a shot, man. That's all you can do.
Oh, shit. It's already good, man. He loves the fucking business and band I brought him, so it's all good.
Cool. Is that your own studio now? You got your own thing going on, or are you still working for that one dude?
I mean, it's kind of like this. I basically do whatever the fuck I want.
Huh.
Okay. I mean, pretty much. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, I got a boss, sort of.
Really?
But I tell him what to buy, and basically he doesn't tell me shit.
Oh, he just lets you do your thing. You're kind of running the whole show the whole time. Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
Pretty much, dude. Oh, that's yeah,
cool.
Dude.
That's cool. That's cool. You want to do some prank calls, man?
Fuck yeah, why not?
I was about to call the yummy Korean barbecue in Hawaii.
Let's do it.
All right.
I actually know a couple words.
You do?
A little bit.
All right, well, cool. That'll work, dude. Awesome. Bring the Hawaiian mahalo. All right, here comes Reklu. Just a moment, everybody.
Fucking chinks.
Bastards aren't going to answer. All right, dude. Let's see here. We've got the, we had a casino we called earlier. We can call them back. We've got the, they did an answer. We've got Simon Pope in Manchester, England. And we have Lai Fung Ho in Manchester, England also here available.
Lai. Do one in Brits.
All right. We'll do, let's try Lai Fung Ho. We'll just talk to someone out there. Maybe they'll answer too. Right, hang on, everybody. We're going to try this again. Reklu's coming at you.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
We are doing a thing. We are coming to your house in 15 minutes.
Come to my house 15 minutes?
Yes. Do you know why?
No.
Trafficking.
Trafficking?
Yes.
What's trafficking?
Trafficking, you've been doing it. We have new laws. We have new laws. You have been trafficking. We come there soon. Very soon.
No, understand.
Yes. We have new laws and you have broken the new laws. We are coming soon. Trafficking. Hello? Help.
Patient is gone. Hello? No, that was Lai Fung Ho. I forgot to remind you. I forgot totally who we're calling, man. I'm kind of out of it.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean,
yeah.
It's not really going to help the premise.
No. Is Mr. Ho there anyway? Ho! I think he's online still.
That's all I can think about is trafficking. What the fuck is wrong?
Trafficking. Here's one. We can both tackle this one. I'll let you open up if you want. This is Deborah Mansfield. She's a crazy, angry black woman who drives a bus, and she's an alcoholic.
Oh, cool.
She drives a school bus. All right. Good.
Let me go with this one.
All right. Let's
do it. You know who we should do this in the style of?
She's a drug dealer.
Kind of as a tribute.
Okay.
That one guy is Leon. What the fuck is that guy's name? He's like...
Leon.
What the fucking... He has a weird old pranks, like, what the fuck is that? He only sells cassette tapes.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? He's out of Texas. What the fuck does he do?
The black dude?
Yeah, he's not black, but he acts like he's black.
Oh, that's,
Bitch, I'm gonna come over there.
Yeah, Milkman, who is that, dude? That's, Willie T. Ribs. It's not Willie T. Ribs.
No, it's
Who the fuck is that, dude? I know who you're talking
it's
about.
It's a fucking stupid-ass name, too. I got one of his tapes. It's fucking badass.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. He always talks about his wife and stuff like that. Yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about. All right. I'll remember it. Watch before the end of the show.
I thought he was on the porch playing with your pussy.
Yeah.
If I come over, I'm going to fuck it.
Yeah. Lucretia. His wife is Lucretia, Milkman is saying, I guess.
Badass. Lucius Tate.
Lucius Tate, that's the one.
That's it, dude. That guy Lucius is... Tate. Oh, that shit's bomb.
Yeah, is Willie T. Ribs? He does pranks too, I think, right?
Willie's hilarious, yeah.
Willie T. Ribs, I think, is another one. I don't know. You know, we interviewed that one dude that does them on the radio station. Who's that? I forgot that guy's name. Black dude. I don't know. He does some...
Smiley?
Not Smiley. Junior. Something Junior. I don't know, some dude. We interviewed him, like Prankmaster got him to call in once and something like that. I forgot
That's
his
fucking
name.
Stupid.
It's Roy Wood Jr. Not Roy Woods Jr. Anyway, we're calling her name is Deborah. Are you by your messenger? I can send you her name real quick.
Yeah, let's see her.
All right.
Oh, okay, you sent me the last one. I didn't fucking see it.
Yeah, and that's my fault. I should have let you know.
Oh, that's all right.
By the time I was ready to tell you, the guy picked up. All right, there it is. That's the wrong one. Fuck. All right, hang on. Let's try this again.
Trafficking.
Trafficking. You can talk to her. Talk to her about trafficking.
She's I don't even know what the hell that is.
I don't know. Laundering's another one. All right, we'll be right back with the next prank call. Here comes Reclude and Carlito.
Hello? I want to speak to Deborah.
Huh?
Hello, I want to speak to Deborah.
Deborah who?
Deborah Mansfield.
Who is this?
This is Lucia.
Who?
Lucius.
Who's Lucius?
You don't know me. Somebody told me to get me a number.
Well, they did.
Yes.
Well, for what?
Told me to come over and said you were looking for a man.
I was.
Yes. Said you drive them school buses.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So what's up? You going to the juke joint with me?
To the juke joint?
Yeah. You want to go down and have some... You know what I'm saying? I'll take you out real nice. I say, I'll take you out real nice. I'm a gentleman.
Gentleman?
Yes. Why, sure.
Okay.
What's up? When you going to meet me down there, honey?
Huh?
When you going to meet me down the street now?
What juke joint is it?
Well, it ain't no juke joint. I'm just making it up. But you know what I'm saying? We can make, you know what I'm saying? We can pretend. Open my house
what?
Over there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I got a nice house. We got some liquor, you know what I'm saying?
Where's your nice house at?
Oh, you know, it's off across the road.
Well, what
not too far from you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Warren Street.
On what street?
Warren Street.
Warren Street?
Yeah.
I don't know where that's at, sweetie.
You know what I'm saying? Over on the east side.
On the east side?
East side of Indy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
What time you come over?
I don't know where yet. I don't know your address.
I'll give you my address. Hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
You ain't no crazy one, are you?
No.
Okay, well, why don't we just meet at over by the barbershop?
What barbershop?
Right down on Randolph Road.
Randolph?
Yes.
I don't know where that's at.
Let me give you the record.
Maybe you might have the wrong Deborah.
You sure you don't drive them school buses?
Mm-mm, I drive a taxi cab.
Taxi cab? Hmm. Why don't you come pick me up one of these days? Take me around, I'll pay you.
You do, you will.
I sure okay. will.
Where you want me to take you to?
I don't know. Take me to that special place.
Take you to a special place?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whenever you want, honey.
Mm, okay.
One of these nights, what number cab you drive?
33.
33? Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask for you. Where you work, nighttime?
Uh-huh.
All right. Sounds like fun. I'll give you a call back. You working tonight?
No, I'm off tonight.
Okay, where you working tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Somebody said you a fine woman, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is they right?
Yeah.
They correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a call back.
Okay.
Right, I'll talk to you later, honey.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Crazy bitch. Milkman Sandy, she's lying her ass off. She drives a bus. We've talked to her before. She's gotten, like, really heated with us before, dude.
Fuck.
That's funny. She's kind
of... says she wants to kill Whitey.
I'm trying to look up an address. I fucked it all up.
She likes... I know. She likes to kill Whitey.
You have... $2.94.
She likes the what?
She likes to kill Whitey. Hang on the line. I'm going to call Charlie Patton now. All right, dude?
Charlie Patton?
Yeah, you can jump in. Hang on, folks.
Yeah, go ahead. You start.
That's his wife. That's his wife.
Yeah.
All right, this is the wife, Pam. Aw, dude.
I'm sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Hey, Milkman. No juice, man.
Oh, man.
They changed their phone numbers on us, dude.
Oh, man.
These guys are trips. Those guys are trips, dude. We're like out of numbers.
Well, you know, they're getting divorced.
They're getting divorced. We can call Simon Pope.
Yeah.
He's in England also.
Okay.
All right, we'll do one last one here.
Reel it.
Now it's ringing. Shit.
Hello?
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 Come out at once.
Beg your pardon?
I'm going to challenge you to a fist fight. Fisticuffs.
You are?
Huh?
Who is this?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Why on earth are you phoning me at this time of the morning?
Well, there's a special reason why. I have something to talk about with you.
What?
Have you been hanging around the milkmen?
That was stupid.
I'll punch your puss for saying that.
You have
$2.76.
Please
hang
enter
on.
Your destination.
Call him back.
Now, message 100.
I'll try him one
you
more time.
$2.76.
Idiot.
When I see y'all, keep a freestyle. Go steadily. To pick up. Listen, we'll be watching you. The bishop's been round. Answer me. Answer me at once. Hello.
Hello?
Listen, I've got a secret message from you from the bishop. Do not go round the moor. Stay away from the moors. Hello? It's a very important message. You should listen. Don't go round the moors. Hello. We're recording this. Recording everything.
Babe, I'm recording this. I'm going to listen back and I'll pledge myself listening to you.
Do not go round the moors.
The moors?
Stay away from the moor.
The moor? Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm going to hang up now. Hang on.
And just like she stood there and took it all like a trooper.
Fucking God.
Old people. It's 7:13 in the morning over there. There's no necessity for people to do that. I just got a number for Jeff and Lisa Suck. That's awesome, dude.
Suck. Why wouldn't you fucking change your name?
Jeff.
Are you a fucking moron? I mean, what?
Oh, shit, dude. Hang on, let me send that
fucking
to you.
Suck.
Let's call these sucks.
Grand Island.
Yeah, don't
what
get.
Is that? New N-E?
N-E is Nebraska.
Oh, well,
Nebraska.
There you go.
There you go.
Fucking dumbass farmers.
Exactly. Hang on, let me try to open one up, and you join in. If the guy answers, we're going to say we're fucking the girl. If the girl answers, we'll say we're fucking the guy or something like that.
All right, go ahead.
All right, dude. Here it comes, everybody.
Hello?
Hey, is this Lisa?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Lisa. My name is Cross. And I found your number in my boyfriend's cell phone, and apparently he's been kind of seeing Jeff. Like, Jeff's kind of hung out here recently and stuff, and I think he's cheating on me with Jeff.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad Jeff's butt buddies with him.
Like, is that your boyfriend and stuff?
No, he must be your boyfriend, too.
Not mine. I'm not involved with Jeff at all. It's my boyfriend that is. It's true, isn't it? She actually asked him, "Are you involved?"
Like he's gonna say yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, yes, honey. I meant to tell you.
Are you fucking another man again? And let me try to call them back, and you take it. Hang on, let's see if this works.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
Yeah, I have reason to believe that you've been having sexual relations with my boyfriend. Because I have him here with his cell phone, and he said that it's been going on with Jeff. And I found your number in his cell phone. So tell me the truth. Is he breaking my heart?
I bet it does, but who is this, though?
My name is Cross.
Cross what?
Cross Lopez.
Huh?
Cross Lopez.
Well, I really don't know.
How dare you?
You really did, didn't you? He did fall for it. Shit. I thought you were going to open that one up. You should have started out with that.
I did. And he hung up.
No, but you didn't. When he first picked up the phone, I had to come in.
I don't know.
You're wasted. All right, dude. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to take a break real quick, and I'm probably going to end the show.
Sorry, I ruined your old show.
No, you didn't. Let's call Marion Tampon. Look, man,
don't go up?
Marion Tampon. All right, Marion Tampon.
All right, you want to start?
No, you do. I screwed up the last one. You always do better than me anyway. Come on, Tampon.
What a bloody bitch.
We're not in right now. Leave your name and number and we'll get back to you.
Do it.
Hello? Miss Tampon? I have the test results back from the toxic shock department. You may want to contact us as soon as you cut. Dr. Bruno Vega's on the line also. Bruno?
Hello? This is Dr. Bruno Vega. I just want to say that you have bloody discharge. And you know why? Because you have signs of BD. Balls deep on ya, you fucking tampon, you bloody bitch.
Blood clot. Lick me blood clot.
One suck time of the month.
Suck my
3 days.
Clot.
I don't know what to say because I've been doing coke all night.
You forgot that.
I'm kind of fucked up. I haven't slept in 48 hours.
Jeez, man. We need some runners, too.
Herpes on your lips.
We need runners. Runners,
pizza
don't.
Pizza runners.
Pizza runners, babe. Right, let me clear this line here. Goodbye, Ms. Tampon. Really, these people need to change fucking names. Tampon.
It was such a disaster.
Yeah, double N. Oh, man.
It's such a fucking disaster, too.
Yeah.
So, it's like the worst prank ever.
Yeah, well, hell, I mean, it'll give her some entertainment for about a minute where she's waiting for something to be clued in and the whole message, and this is me and you going back and forth saying dumb gay shit.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll be entertainment, but,
She'll be like, all right, what the fuck? It'll make her day. I'm sure it will, dude. All right, Reclude, man. Thanks for calling in, bro.
All right, man.
Hey, you did ruin the show, dude. It was fun. Actually, you did fine, man. It's all good.
Made a couple laughs, but yeah, it was fucking not my night.
It's not my night either, dude. All right, bro. Take care, man.
Later, bro.
Reclude,
everybody.
All right, that's Mel Brand. That was Reclude.
That's great, boy. I love that, boy.
Oh, man.
Welcome back and thanks for the laughs, Reclude.
I got to agree with KDK. That Bruno last song, Vega, this song sucks. It's like T.I. and Eminem. I don't know why I played it. I really hate
rap. It sucks.
I hate that kind of rap, dude. That's like crappy. I apologize for having played that. I like stuff like Bitch Better Have My Money. Ha! Milkman, should we take a break and come back and try to do more prank calls, or should we call it a night? It's been kind of a slow night tonight, man. It's not what I expected it to be, bro.
I say let's call it a break, man, because this is the kind of night where it always comes back and we really start hitting some home runs.
You think so? Okay. Well, a five-minute break then, so I can go and stretch real quick and get a mental break here and see if we can come back and do some more prank calls. If not, we'll call it a night. No big deal. But we're going to come back and do some more prank calls, folks. It is now 1:23 a.m. Saturday, August the 11th. This is a live Madhouse show. We'll be right back after this.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'ma test the sky. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, he's a long way at Test Off, Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this. Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
What's up, everybody? Madhouse Radio back on the air. Oh. And we're back. We're back in the mouth, everybody. Madhouse, Carlito, and the Milkman.
98.6.
And Joe, of course. I love that song, man. That's a great song.
Awesome, bro. Awesome.
Oh, goddamn.
Come on. Make the music a little lower and the voice a little louder. Anyway. So there's a controversy in the chat room. And also, I wanted to mention that it's Willie T. Richardson. And thank you to Smooth Stunner and someone else who... Willie P. Richardson. Is the guy with me and Rex that we're talking about. And also, we interviewed Roy Woods Jr. Right after Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
95 Jams.
95 Jams. He's, like, emailed all over the place. Offices around the country have, like, emails going back and forth of Roy Woods Jr. Stuff. I've got Roy Woods Jr. I got his phone number. I should try to call him one day. Pretty cool guy, man. He was really cool on the phone with us, you know? And back when we sucked, dude. We still suck now, but not like that. When we first started this show, I mean, we were like, you know what I mean? You're right there. That was a long time ago, dude. Now we're good. We make good shows now. So, more prank calls. We got more numbers coming in from Los and Loser. Thank you, dude. What's up with that? What's up with that? Anyway, the controversy in the chat room.
I'm talking about, man.
Is it, are Lucius Tate and Willie T. Richardson, whatever, are they black or are they white? Oh, no. I think that Willie P. Richardson is black. I think he's a black guy. I happen to think Lucius Tate might actually be white. I'm not certain. I'd have to listen to a Lucius Tate prank. I don't think I have any in my repertoire right now to check that. If I did,
he sounds pretty black, man. He does that like southern thing, like the old country hick black guy stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Do I have any Willie T. Richardson? No, I don't have any of these cats. I just listened to the PCU Radio stream. That's PCU Radio over at PCUradio.com. That's where I get my fix on stuff like that. Know what I mean? Okay, good. Milkman, the numbers that we have here, we're going to try some more prank calls. We got the 24-hour fitness in Honolulu. We've got Jerry Fido. We've got Dwayne and Rafaela Rude. And Herman Munsterman. And also we have Leroy P. Rube. Leroy
Rube.
Sounds fun right there, dude. I tell you what. Son of a bitch.
I got Rube in his poob.
He's got lube. You get it? Lube because he's...
Got the lube.
His last name is Rube. Anyway, okay, so yeah, as I'm trying to say, the next prank call of the night is coming right at you, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Come people crouch. I'll make mince meat out of that beat mouse.
It's a cool song. What the fuck?
You have $2.
Just hung up on me. We're going to call KFC in Guam, everybody. KFC in Guam. Mrs. Roy Mercer. I hate Roy Mercer. Roy D. Mercer. Fuck that, dude.
Roy damn Mercer. I love him, man.
He's the same thing. How big a boy are you? How big a boy are you?
Yeah. I love him, man.
That'll be a good tussle. Let's just show you how much that sucks. Let's see the pickup.
I'm gonna put a pop now on the side of your head as big as a baseball.
Captain Margo speaking
out here. Hello, how you doing there, ma'am?
What's that?
This is Roy D. Mercer, and I have a complaint to make there about your establishment, ma'am.
I'm sorry, sir?
I seem to have ordered the extra crispy chicken, and I got the original bucket of chicken when I specifically asked for the extra crispy chicken.
You ordered here at KFC Micro Mall?
Yes, and I got extra, I asked for extra crispy, and I got the original recipe.
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't serve original on this location.
Well, I asked specifically for original, and I didn't get the original, then I got the other one.
Yes, if you said crispy to them, they might told you should tell you that we don't serve crispy here. That's why they give you the original.
Let me ask you a question then. How big a boy are you?
I'm sorry?
How big a boy are you?
How big the what?
How big a boy are you?
How big the boy?
How big a boy are you?
You know what, sir? Maybe you just, just come back and bring the chicken back. And
maybe I'm drunk. Maybe I'm an asshole. Huh? Is that it? Maybe I'm an asshole. Is that what you're trying to
throw?
You're throwing it in my face. You would take a stack of dollar bills and throw it right in my face, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Hmm? That's exactly what you're doing to me right now. Disgusting.
I apologize.
Disgusting. Ma'am, you're disgusting to treat me like that. I'm a person. I'm a person just like you.
I know. I'm a person also. That's why, I'm trying to fix the problem. And if you don't,
Well, how does hanging up the phone going to fix the problem?
That's why I'm telling you what to, bring the chicken back and your receipt, and then we just gonna refund your money.
We ate
because
the chicken.
Extra crispy on this location.
We ate the chicken.
Okay, so.
So we can't bring it
so
back
you
now.
Ate the chicken, so that means you ate the chicken, so that means it's okay for you.
No, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. It wasn't what I wanted. We have some left.
Did you finish all the chicken, though?
We have some left.
Did you finish all the chicken, though?
I didn't eat all of my, I didn't eat my share. There's two pieces there that are mine.
How many did you order again? How many did you order?
I think it was like 18, whatever the big piece, the big meal that you have. We had two of them. But I didn't eat my chicken. Yes, but I didn't eat my two pieces. The rest of everyone else ate theirs, but I didn't eat my two pieces because I don't like it.
You ordered 221 piece here at the Micronesia Mall?
I ordered 121 piece of original fried chicken. And what did I get? 21 pieces of crap. 21 pieces of crap. You know what you did? You might as well take the bucket and you open the bucket and you put your ass on it and you go... Just like that. Why don't you just do that and then say, oh, look, it's the new secret recipe. This is the Guam Micronesia Mall. We don't sell it here. We sell the shit in the bucket. 29 pieces.
That's why they give you the original, because we don't serve crispy. So
21 pieces
that's
of
why I'm
shit.
Asking you to, whatever you have left over there, bring your receipt and then bring the chicken back and then we just...
I put it in the toilet, and I'm going to flush it where it belongs.
Okay, so we cannot do anything then.
It's pieces.
You can, so we cannot do anything anymore. So that means it's okay for you, even though we... If you really don't want, just go right away and bring the chicken back, give the receipt, and we give you the money back.
I'm putting it in the toilet.
So we can do. Now,
no.
You don't have the chicken anymore, so
I'm putting it in the toilet! Coño! I'm talking! I'm putting it in the toilet. Listen. Do you understand what a toilet is? Do you use one there? Or do you shit in a pot?
Hello, ma'am.
I think we lost.
You have $2.03. Please enter your destination.
The lotions, swollen hand itching, the old man bitching, switching with the fan with the bow band. Switching, spitting like a bionic sneeze that frees vodka just to clear the air like the ionic breeze. Quadro.
That was fun.
Slick enough to outsly a fox for a chicken.
I love having like really stupid mean arguments with women like for no reason on the phone. I'm so fucking such a fucking asshole, dude. I'm so mean to women. I don't know why my girlfriend stays with me. I'm such a jerk to women. Oh my god, dude. You got to give Athena credit for staying with me, because I'm like, she hears this shit all the time. Me doing this, she puts up with it, dude. Good for her, though, right? She knows what's good for her. She knows what would happen if she dared ever do anything against my will. Katie Kay says, and I like to mention here to everybody, if you ever find pills in your house outside of the bottle, the prescription bottle, you don't know what they are, there's a website you can go to and you type in, like, the markings on the pill, like the letters and stuff, or the size or the color. You can describe
the color.
Yeah, the pill, and it'll tell you exactly what medicine it is and what milligram it is and everything. So try to do that, KDK. It's probably expired, though, dude. You know, you don't want to take expired meds. That's not safe, dude. It's not safe. All right, we have more numbers here from Poop. Poop is sending in numbers that no one will pick up, probably, but we can try. This is the Wawa. Wawa. In New Jersey. We also have Suck and Blow Pumps in Colorado. The Looney Bin Comedy Club. Hey, there we go. In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And we got a Body Art and Piercing Place. Milkman, what do you think, man? Milkman, I'm losing gas. So you better hurry up if you want some good prank calls.
I like
out of
Oklahoma.
The what?
Oklahoma calls Roy D. Marshall after this country there.
I don't have anybody in Oklahoma. Oh, the Looney Bin Club? You're right. Okay.
You just said something.
Jack,
no, not the club, no, man. Club.
Nope, and I have an
dude,
announcement.
Clubs are loud, man. Is it a comedy club?
Yeah, it is. They're not loud there. It's just people laughing, and people do that when they listen to the show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's cool.
Milkman, guess what, man? Guess who's coming up next?
Yeah.
Guess who's coming up next? Jack Masterson, dude.
Who's up?
Jack Masterson coming up next, everybody. This song goes out to Lonesome Loser.
Yes.
Thank you for calling Lenny Bennett. This is BJ. I'm going to help you.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you guys comply with the Disabilities Act of 1996?
The what?
Do you guys comply with the Disability Act of 1996?
Dude, this is a business. You know that, right?
Well, I'm just making sure you guys do.
I couldn't tell you, dude.
You don't know if you guys comply with the Disabilities Act?
No.
Do you have handicap access?
Yeah.
A handicap bathroom?
Yeah, we have handicap access in the bathrooms and a ramp to get in the door and all that stuff.
Okay, so I'll be coming in.
I didn't know what you were talking about. You could have just said we handicap access and I could have said yeah.
The American Disabilities Act of 1996.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know that, dude.
Sir, I weigh 482 pounds. I'm out of breath right now. I'm just trying to get some assistance and possibly see if you guys can accommodate my tonnage tonight. I am in a wheelchair.
We're closing up right now.
It's actually more of a stretcher that's on an incline, sir.
You're wanting to come in tonight?
Yes. I'm,
we're closing up right now, bud.
Well, I'm in the back of the bus right now, sir. It was donated by Make-A-Wish.
You're in the back of the bus for what?
It was donated to me to use tonight, and as part of my last, I had a failed gallbladder surgery, and I got shot in Vietnam in the pancreas, left me diabetic. I ballooned up to 482 pounds. I became sad, and I decided to put myself into a diabetic coma.
Okay.
And I recovered, thankfully. And now they say I only have about a week to live. So they put me in this bus, and I got to go to the Pizza Hut today. And I just really wanted some comedy, just like I used to get all the time.
Well, I'd like to say we could, brother, but both of our shows are over.
Oh, brother, please, I need to laugh.
Brother, I both of our shows are over. I mean, they're not even still going on. They're both over.
Oh, man. Just tell me a joke. Look, can you put me on the line with a comedian, please? They're not going to let me in.
Hold on.
They won't let me in.
Hold on.
Oh. Hope they don't forget, Roy. Hello. Milkman, talk to the people, please. Entertain them. I can't talk.
Well, see, they only forget because they don't see your whole 458 pounds of GERD. Now, if they see you on that inclined stretcher, they would be pretty impressed.
Brandy, how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. What was your name again?
Brandy, were you holding?
Yes.
Okay, just a moment.
Okay, you were saying?
Dude, you should have talked to her. Should talk to her.
Maybe she'll come back. Just you hear a woman, you get so excited, Milkman. Jesus Christ. You really need a girlfriend, man.
No, the dude. No, the guy just put us on hold, so we'll go away, but somebody else picked up.
We'll see. They'll pick up eventually. It rings back. Anyway.
Brother, I can't find their comedians. They've already left.
Someone's got to do something, please.
Dude, I'm sorry, I can't do it for you, and I gotta get back to work, man. I'm the bartender.
I don't know if I can make it to next week. Can you make me a Shirley Temple, man, bringing out to the parking lot?
Make you a Shirley? Who the hell is this?
This is Jack Masterson.
Who?
Jack Masterson.
Jack Masterson. I don't know. Anyway, I gotta go, brother. I gotta get back
to work. Just bring me a Shirley Temple out to the parking lot, buddy. They got a $50 bill.
Okay, I'll try to get you a Shirley Temple out in the parking lot.
Do you don't even know what I look like?
I'm guessing you'll be the only brother out there waiting for a Shirley Temple.
Well, there's a lot of people out there looking for Shirley Temples, if you know what I mean.
I'll bring you Shirley Temple, brother. It'll be all right.
Oh, do you like? Can you put some extra cherry juice in it from the cherry bottle thing?
Sure.
Can you make it extra dirty?
No.
Do you? You don't? You guys don't make extra dirty martinis?
Dirty martinis? Who the hell is this?
I love you, brother. I love you.
Alright, well, I'll hang it up.
You made me laugh. You saved my life.
Okay, have a good night.
You're my friends in shining armor. Thank you, son.
You have.
I lost control, Milkman, dude.
458 pounds of love to you. That's a good thought.
I could help from laughing right there.
Lovable.
Oh my god, that was fun. Thanks everybody. Anyway, P. Philly has a suggestion. Sure, make a request, P. Philly. Jesus. That was so retarded.
Jack Masterson. He's one of my favorites, man. He's so pitiful, he's hilarious.
Yeah. Shot in the pancreas in Vietnam, became a diabetic, ballooned up to 482 pounds. Yeah. Although he has lost. When he first came around, he was over 500 pounds, so he's lost about 60 pounds.
Yeah,
but he kind of
578 pounds.
He's kind of bottomed out on the weight loss for about a year now. So we're praying
to get
for
on exercise bike.
We're praying for Jack Masterson that he'll go under the 400 pound mark soon. If not, he will die. Oh man!
I like his wheelchair, the incline stretcher.
It's an incline stretcher.
I'm done.
I was gonna. It's a silly posturpedic incline stretcher, you know the kind. You know those silly, you know those posturpedic beds that they curl up and stuff and recline up for you and all that. They cost like $3,000. It's one of those. I should just say I'm being carted around in a silly posturpedic bed. That's what I'm gonna say. That's what we'll do next.
It's on an incline.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Okay, well, I don't know who should we call next.
The visuals on that was astounding.
Yeah, we've got the Sexual Toy Emporium coming up next in San Diego, California. Here comes that. Milkman, I'm really excited about this one, man. No doubt.
This is going to be fun, man.
Oh, fucking block numbers up the ass.
I'm not using a block number. Damn it. Well, we tried to do another prank call. Let's take it. Let's just...
Who's that one bitch we used to call up? I ain't calling from a black number.
Oh, that was...
What's her name?
Oh, that was Nautica. And I used to always...
Nautilus.
Nautica. She was a BBW black girl, like a fat black lady, like over 200 pounds. And she was a prostitute. She was a call girl. Her name was Nautica. Do I have any Nautica? I have escort, I think. Escort. Yeah, here we go. I do have that, dude. Hang on.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
I don't want nobody else in my house. I fucked up on one person right here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah. Well, what's up? Well, I'm trying to get some business, and you're up there all up on your business. What happened?
You're calling me from block numbers.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up, push star 82, and call me back.
No, I did already, though. You told me.
But I'm not going to.
Look, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
We'll call the police then.
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, I got you.
I'm
going to blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Whatever.
So apparently he was trying to spend cash on the get-go.
Yo, I'm talking to you.
You ready? Come on, baby.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, darling, since you know who I am, come on.
Who are you talking to?
Well, what you gonna blackmail on? Because I said I ain't fuck with a nigga unless he fucking.
No, I got all these proofs.
Huh?
I got all these proofs. You talked about paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia?
Yeah, I heard you.
You don't even know what paraphernalia I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. A crack pipe.
What is crack? No, I don't know about having no crack.
What? I know. You're too fat to be on crack.
It wasn't crack, though. See, that's how bad you wasn't listening.
You're too fat to be on crack.
I call my brother.
1550.
Hey, bitch. 1550. I'll call my brother.
I call my brother.
All right, his name is. I know the officer's name and everything.
It's on the
product. You want his name too?
No, look, my brother's a cop.
Yeah, go on and call him.
My brother's a cop.
You go on and do that. You sit in my pocket and talk about that to yourself, okay?
Yeah, you're in big trouble. I better get that free dick suck. You better get that free dick suck.
Okay, so
you
say like you're a little hot, right?
Every time I see that motherfucker, I'm going to be hot.
Huh? You've just...
I haven't heard that in a long time. That's not as funny as I remember it, dude. I don't know.
Dude, she was going off, but remember what it was that you accidentally called me on the line and she clicked over and was talking to somebody else and how the whole call got started.
Actually, it took like 13 minutes, the whole thing. It was like a long...
Right, that's just like...
It was a long conversation about this guy who was with this escort, and he was like, "Yeah, I wanna get with you and like you have a relationship." And she was like, "No, fuck that, I don't do that shit. That one guy messed it up and shit and all this and that. And I could take care of myself." And we were on the line the whole time, and then she realized it, and then she started talking to us, and she had a nervous breakdown. That's what it was. Here's another prank call about an escort and a nervous breakdown. I haven't heard this in like a year. Let's try it. Let's listen to this.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Hello?
Dialing as the room service, please.
Yeah, it sounds like I can hardly hear you.
Hang on.
Do you want to give me your landline number? What's your landline number?
I'm on the landline now, dear.
Okay, what is it? What's your room number?
Yeah, 214.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
You stupid bitch whore.
Please enter your...
There it is. That one is called Escort Nervous Breakdown. Do you remember that at all? That was a long time ago.
Yes, I do, man. But I can't remember the whole thing. I forgot it was an escort. Yeah. I remember. I'll never forget that one. Fuck you! You piece of shit. That
yeah, she flipped out on us like out of nowhere. She went like, "Fuck!" Kind of. I don't know. Anyway, dude,
she was dying to say that to somebody for a long time, man.
Bad night. probably been getting a lot of shit.
Unloaded it on you, man.
Yeah, had some bad Johns. Okay, well, anyway, we have a lot of numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser still. We also have requests from AOL Instant Messenger, where you can message us if you're listening to us now for the first time or the 20th time or whatever it may be. Yeah, Madhouse Radio on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, so why don't you send us a message? If not, go to madhouselive.com. That is our homepage, our webpage, our mother page. Madhouselive.com. Do that, why don't you? And that's where you can get a hold of us. Also, the toll-free lines are still open here, 1-888-278-8509. Again, you can call us here tonight. You can do some prank calls with us if you want. You can hang out, shoot the shit. 1-888-278-8509. Tomorrow, Saturday night, nothing really going on, so we can stay up late if you want. No problem. You got any music requests, any prank requests, whatever it may be, get a hold of us, let us know, and do that shit. In the meantime, we're going to move on and try doing another prank call. We already called the comedy club. That was a good call. That was a good call. That made the night. That made it so this night hasn't been a loss. Kentucky Fried Chicken was good, too. Reclute had some good stuff, too. Having a good night tonight. We got the Alibi Casino here. We got a good casino theme going on. The Alibi Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sexual Toy Emporium didn't answer, of course. You remember that? And I don't know.
Yeah, that was Black Dumba.
And we got Suck and Blow Pumps. I don't really want to call Suck and Blow Pumps. So we're going to call the Alibi Casino instead, folks. Coming at you here at 98.6 The Mouth. You are now listening to Milkman. Milkman, say hi. Is it hot where you're at?
Hi.
Is it hot where you're at, dude, right now? Cause it's,
no, dude.
The country's
dude, it was like, I was talking to Sweet Kiss, and she said it was like 98 there. It was like 86 today.
It felt, the heat index in Atlanta was 113 today, I think it was, man.
Yeah, it was 86 here at the 15-mile-an-hour breeze.
Oh, fuck. Our heat index here, it felt today like 103 degrees in Orlando, dude. I mean, insane. And
wow.
We're getting brownouts
dude,
at night.
You could, like, cook with that shit.
Well, no, what happened here today, we had last night, the demand on the air conditioning was so bad that the power started going out right after I had to end the show. The internet was out all day, too, because of the result of all these power surges, man. It was really crappy. So hopefully the grid holds up tonight. But last night it was severely taxed, ladies and gentlemen. You know, sometimes... sometimes
Florida power and light for you.
I just want to let you guys know, too, I am in Florida, and in about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, I'm pretty much guaranteed they're going to be in hurricane mode. Because this is the busy time of the hurricane season. Starts at the end of August, early September, and lasts until... Well, yeah. Actually, we're in the middle of it right now. September is usually the busiest month for the hurricane season. So, hopefully, we don't get any hurricanes here in Orlando or anything like that. So, but you never know. It could happen. You could lose me. You know what I plan to do when a hurricane does come through here? I'm going to actually be live on the air to report everything happening. I'll get a webcam set up, too, and have it pointing outside.
Oh, cool, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to totally do a hurricane show.
You got to show, like, shit flying around the room and stuff, you know?
Yeah, we will definitely do a hurricane show if a hurricane ever comes through where I live this year. Most definitely.
Excellent.
Most definitely. All right, anyway, Alibi Casino is coming at you right now. If I can find a song to play. Milkman, a song request do you have? Something that you know that we have, please.
I haven't heard Catfish Blues tonight.
Okay. Catfish Blues it is. More Jimi Hendrix, huh? Okay.
I was a catfish.
Calling Alibi, this is Renee.
Hey, Renee, what's going on?
Not much. Who's this?
My name is Jack Valente.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
My name is Jack Valente, and I would like to see if I could get a hold of your Lost and Found, please.
You want to talk to Artie?
Fucking Lost and Found. Who's Artie?
I'm sorry, I can't barely hear you.
Who's Artie? Who is Artie?
Who do you want to talk to?
Lost and Found.
Oh, this is the local bar.
Yeah, I lost something.
Well, you want to talk to the bartender?
Sure, whatever.
Hold on then.
All right. Stupid bitch. I'm trying to reach the casino, man.
This is Joey. May I help you?
Dude, I'm trying to get the casino, man. Why are you? You're in the bar?
We're just a bar, yeah.
Why is this
that? A big casino.
Well, I was in there and I left my stuff. I was trying to call the Lost and Found.
Okay, What did you lose?
I don't know. Whatever you, what do you got in lost and found right now?
Nothing of yours, apparently.
No, I do. I lost a lot of stuff there. I'm just trying to call around, see if, you know, you found it.
That's a shame.
It's my cell phone. My cell phone.
Okay. A cell phone. We don't have any cell phones.
Oh, my debit card.
No, I don't have any debit cards.
Okay. What about my pills?
How about we quit asking me questions and leave me alone?
What about my I lost my glasses, too. I have a nice pair of sunglasses.
You have $1.19.
Oh, shit. Your destination now. What a jerk off that guy. Hang on, let me turn off the line here so I can explain a new prank call we're going to do. All right, Milkman?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to get in your pills. They're custom trim in D.C., so don't forget to check your mailbox.
Yeah. I wonder what did he say that it was? I forgot. It sounded like it was some kind of muscle enhancer or something like that. I think that's what he
Pro trim or custom trim OTC or some shit.
Pro something. I said, yeah.
Trim spot, baby.
He's an idiot because I'm like, yeah, it's OTC. Yeah, I have a prescription for that. It's like, oh, okay. Like, hello, over the counter, whatever. Anyway, he's a little dense. He's a little thick, that guy, Milkman.
He is. You said yeah.
Milkman, I'm going to crush a soda can on my head. You ready to hear that?
Cool, man.
Right.
Don't hurt the can.
Let me get the mic up there. Ah, that fucking hurt, dude. Oh, wow, that hurt like a bitch. Ah. Ah.
I bet you the can's bomb now.
Yeah, but I, Ooh, I hit the corner, but like right in like my sinus cavity. Oh man, that hurt.
Dude, that reminds me. Yeah. When I was a young man in school, we used to have headbutting contests, right? So you could take the biggest headbutt.
Well, that explains it.
Dude, I was like the king, man. I broke one guy's nose, man. He tried to duck, and I broke his fucking nose.
Shit, dude, that's awesome. Then nobody fucked with you after that for the rest of the year, I bet, huh? Yeah.
Dude, I had the record, man. I broke a wall down with my head, man.
Are you kidding me, dude?
No, man, I had splinters in my head, man. It was wood.
You're pretty crazy, Milkman. But you're cool.
It was cool as shit, man, because it was at a live music bar. And we was, like, really high, man. And people was, like, we'd had a big headbutting contest, and people were going wild. And I said, watch this. I went in the bathroom, and I just smashed the wall.
Dude. So, I'm glad you did. How much damage did you do to the wall? Did you make it through to the other side, or what happened exactly?
Well, it was ply. And, yeah, actually, I broke it all the way in from as high as I could jump clear down to a few inches above the floor, man.
Cool. I'm glad.
It was cool, man.
That's hard to explain, but I understand what you're saying, and that's fucking nuts, dude.
It's sad to understand that, but, you know, all you crazy wad-ass partiers out there may be able to relate.
Oh, yeah, Milkman, I wanted to mention that I have had the opportunity to see the Sarah Connor Chronicles. Of course, we are big fans of the Terminator 2 series here ourselves. I'm sure you know that, Milkman. You know, there's a lot of influence on this show. There's a TV show coming on this fall called The Sarah Connor Chronicles, and I saw the first episode of it already, and I'll tell you what, it is an awesome, awesome show. You got Sarah Connor, John Connor, running away and fighting with Terminators and shit. And like,
are they getting
the
kind of set up?
Well, I can't ruin it for you, but yeah, Skynet's involved and everything big time, dude. It's fucking awesome. It's an awesome, awesome TV show, dude. Sarah Connor Chronicles, if you have the means to download it, let's say legally, whatever, if you have the means to download it, check it out, especially if you're a fan of the series. I think it does really well with the series, so that was cool. Yeah, Sarah Connor Chronicles. And I have two more episodes of Weeds to watch tonight as soon as we get off the air here. That's why I'm really itching to get off the air here pretty soon. Because I want to watch Weeds.
Oh, man, I was laughing on that Phil Henry last night. That was crazy.
Yeah. I really want to see...
The guy was drooling, his kid was drooling. because they drew him all over the place. He slipped on the floor.
Have you seen Little Bush, man? Have you seen that on Comedy Central? Dude, they made a cartoon of George W. Bush as a baby during his dad's presidential term or whatever. Like, it's called Little Bush. Like, it's and it had, there's like Little Cheney, Little Rumsfeld, and Little Condoleezza Rice, and Jeb. There's like Little Jeb Bush, and he's like retarded and stuff. It's really, really funny, dude. It's kind of like it's kind of like you take the Muppet Babies and mix it up with I don't know. You mix the Muppet Babies with like political humor with a little bit of South Parker kind of thing. It's really weird, dude. You really, anybody out there who hasn't seen it yet, go watch Little Bush. It's currently it's a cartoon that's currently airing on Comedy Central. Be sure to check that out, dude. I think it's better than South Park. I'm being honest with you. South Park, it has its respect. I don't think South Park is a show that it was several years ago, but it's still okay. I don't make it a point to watch it regularly anymore. I catch it occasionally. I think Little Bush here, this show, is funnier than what South Park has been for a long time. So definitely check out Little Bush. Funny, funny, funny stuff. I don't know. Milkman, we're going to do a few more prank calls here and call it a night, all right, dude? And I'm doing this for the people who have sent in requests. So this one here is for KVN, and he writes in, KVN writes in here on the mouth line. This dude, he's been harassing him. He fixes up piece of shit cars on the side as a side job. He's in Oklahoma, and he fixes up really shitty cars, I guess, on the side. I don't know what he does normally. He's a new listener, apparently. First time he actually gets a chance to log in and say hello. He's gotten back into prank calls himself recently, etc., etc. So that's awesome, dude. Awesome, dude. Cool. He's a prank caller himself. Hey, dude. You know, awesome, dude. This is PCU Radio or wherever you're listening to us, too. We do prank calls, so welcome to the fray. I had another request from somewhere, somehow, someone, and I forget what it is now, dude. Any idea what it was? Did I mention it all? No. We've got Lonesome Losers numbers here. Hawk fan. We can't get through to Charlie Patton. Unfortunately, right now.
And we tried his wife, and she disconnected her number. Thought she got herpes.
Oh, well, that sucks. Herpes sucks. He probably doesn't have it anyway. All right, well, dude, let's just call the guy who fixes cars, okay? This is his freaking name is John. John Owen, everybody. Stand by for the next prank call of the night.
Hey, who's going to call? Fat Albert or Jack Valenti or who?
Eddie Garcia, dude.
Oh. I dropped the phone.
This is John. I'm not available. Leave your name and number, and I will call you back.
To page this person, press 5 now.
Do we need a Manchester number?
Manchester United. Yeah.
Lonesome Loser, send in the Manchester numbers. Time.
Manchester Unite. Okay, we're going to call the Wawa for Hawk Fan. They're not going to pick up because it's Hawk Fan's number. One moment, please.
Sorry, KVN, the guy didn't answer. Sorry it took so long. I don't think anybody else is going to answer, bro.
Thanks for calling Wawa. This is Ben.
Hey, Ben. What's going on?
Who is this?
Jack Valenti. How are you, my son? Hello?
Kelly speaking. How can I help you?
Kelly, what happened with him?
I'm sorry?
What happened with Ben?
I don't know.
Did you hear him? He's like,
I can only hear you a little bit. Who's this?
How old is Ben?
Can I help you with something?
Well, yes, I was talking to Ben, and he hung up on me.
Oh, Ben's busy. He didn't hang up on you.
Is he, like, 16 or something?
No, can I help you with something?
He's a fucking retard or some shit. Look.
Yeah, like, kind of like you. Peace.
Hey, don't... Oh, he hung up on me. All right, that's that. Must be his sister or something. Surprised. I think he's the retard that gets, you know, cleans the garbage out of the carts and gives people the little shopper thing. The little magazine shit you get.
Yeah.
You have...
Right, he goes around and puts the groceries in the trunk and they set in the car, right?
No, he can't do it. They don't trust him with that. Milkman, they don't trust him with that.
But the shit in the trunk is a famous move, man. They don't find out until they get home, and then you can blame on somebody else.
On the back of your card and poster.
Whatever, we're calling back. I think we're not going to get an answer here, Milkman. And now we move on. MCA, Lonesome Loser, sending in a number for Graham Dyke in Manchester, England. I'll try that next.
Thank you, Lonesome Loser.
Yeah, Lonesome Loser. Yeah.
God loves Lonesome Loser, man. He's the best.
They hung up on me, sons of bitches.
Another one from Manchester. Look it up in the dictionary. You fucking wanker. Speaking of wankers, where the hell's that damn moon at? Oh, I suppose he's over there whacking away on Mantam. And it's a retiree's home. He locks in pensioners.
Last call of the night.
Hello?
Mr. Dyke?
Yeah?
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning, is it not?
Well.
Smell the fresh air, my friend, Mr. Dyke. How are you today?
Rubbish.
Rubbish? Why? Jesus loves you.
What the hell do you know what time it is?
It's like 8 o'clock in the morning or some shit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's quite
what, what are you talking about? It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday. You're late for work.
Sure,
hey, go piss off. It's Friday morning.
You have...
There we go. We woke him up.
Please, I knew that coming.
All right.
I had a feeling that was coming. Go here, piss off, click.
This is Glasgow, Scotland. Edward Roach in Scotland. Milkman, remind me I have to talk about the new CD. I have to talk about the new CD. Remind me.
6494.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Bud?
6428. Hello?
You called the wrong number.
This is 6494.
It is.
This is 6428. How are you doing?
Who the hell are you?
Copying. What's your current status? 6494. Over.
Listen, who are you?
This is 6482, and I'm asking for your status. 6494. Do you copy? What's your 1012? Thank you.
Would you get off the phone? It's only 20 past 7 in the morning in Britain.
What's the big fucking deal? It's Friday, dude.
You have 82 cents. Please enter your
destination. Rubbish.
Let's wake up the UK.
We're the ones that got it down properly.
6484.
6257, what's your status? Over.
Wait, this is a private house in Scotland.
It's a house in Scotland. Can you say freedom for me, please? Freedom! Say it. Say it. I command you, I'm American. Say freedom.
Listen.
Just say freedom, asshole. Please, just do it for me. You gotta bust my load. Say freedom. Oh, fuck. I wanted him to say freedom. Shit, that would have been awesome. Freedom. Damn it. He left the phone off the hook, too. Now we can't. We need to get a Scottish person to say freedom, man. Fucking, that's an awesome movie, Braveheart.
We're looking for Braveheart.
Hell yeah, freedom.
Braveheart. There they go, the clown and the two thugs. We need to ask them why they wear skirts. Why do men wear skirts and the women wear trousers?
Yeah, what's up with that? You guys wear dresses, man. Yeah.
And your women wear trousers.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. Our other request was from that P. Philly cat. Remember.
494, come in.
What the fuck? Seven,
go ahead. Yeah.
All right. This is a dude named Nick who's 29 and loves Star Wars. And he works at Burger King. And he's 29. What a fucking loser, dude. All right, let's call this guy. Again, this is Nick, 29 years old, loves Star Wars, works at Burger King. He probably lives with his mom, too. It's a friend of his, and he always jokes around with him, and he yells sad. Okay, cool. We're going to call Nick. Stand by, everybody, for the next prank call of the night. Thank you. Thank you. Give us your status. When we come back, I want all your statuses. Yeah, that's driving me nuts. That shit.
That's Marlin made of clay, but I'm not gonna play with the potato freaking clay. Hey, shut your mouth, that Jew. Play stupid games, Jew. That's why they're little, 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 Jew. I made you out of clay. Play stupid.
I kinda hate people. Hey, what's up, man?
Who's this?
Hey, man, it was the South Park I just listened to.
You got the wrong number, dude.
Yo, dude, you working me at Burger King, man. What's up?
Who is this?
Yo, this is Mike.
Who?
Mike Rivera. What's up, man?
Okay.
What's kicking, man? Yo. Yo, was that South Park and shit? It was like, Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. Motherfucking clay. I heard that shit when I called in, man.
Who's this, Mike?
It's Mike, man. Rivera. What's up, man?
Okay.
I just started. Okay. They call me newbie, man.
All right, dude, I got work in the morning, so...
Dude, fuck that, me too. Yo, come on, man. Let's talk that shit. Faggot.
You have 76 cents. Please enter your destination number now.
76 cents. You better make American calls.
We're running out of money.
Before deduction of applicable fees and charges as listed on the back of
the other
card
had 96 cents on it still.
Which other
please
one?
Enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Here's a little dreidel that's Marlin made of clay. But I'm not gonna play with it, cause dreidel's freaking gay.
Hey, shut your mouth, that Jew.
Play stupid games, Jew. That's why they're little dreidel, dreidel, Jew. I made you.
You have 74 cents. Please enter your destination number now.
Beach. So that's it. I think that's all we got, dude. Wow, it's 2:30 in the morning. Not bad, guys. Nice. Thanks, man. We did good. We didn't get any more than 30 listeners. I really appreciate that. Thanks to people for telling a lot of people to listen to the show today. We had a lot of new listeners. We had a new... Yeah, Charlie Patton, I think he's on to us, dude. I don't know if we'll ever get to talk to Charlie Patton again. I'm looking at the website for the Cheese Boys, a.k.a. Jonathan's homies, the Lost Boys. I don't see anything. Milkman, stop talking all creepy over there, dude. What's wrong with you?
No, hey. Man, it's cool, man. It's called Short Bus Radio. I love it.
Okay. It looks like a big yellow school bus website. You should all check that out.
But it's a short one.
The website... What's the website, Milkman? I'm trying to find it here. Toolbars, navigation.
Shortbusradio.net.
Not to sound like an asshole, but if you're going to make a website, why are you going to make it so hard as this? Lost Boys with two Z's at the end.
Shortbusradio.net.
Milkman, please don't interrupt me. LOSTBOYZZ. That's impossible to give out by talking. Anyway, .bravehost.com, lostboys.bravehost.com. Good luck trying to figure out Lost Boys because they freaking made it with two Z's, like a bunch of retards. They should have just done B-O-I-S, Lost Boys. I bet you...
That's that idiot Kraton.
Lost Boys. Anyway, Jonathan, man, come on. You guys need to change that website, man. Don't piss me off, all right? It makes me angry. Go to PCUradio.com, even better yet. PCU Radio, Prank Call, UndergroundRadio.com. Also, the best site you should go to, which I think is better than all that, what is it called? MadhouseLive.com. MadhouseLive.com. That's the one. We're out of here. Milkman, you want to give our thanks real quick to the people while I wrap things up, please?
Well, sure, Carlito. I'd like to thank, most of all, one of my favorite participants right here at the Madhouse, that dedicated Lonesome Loser.
Yes,
God
thank
bless
you, Lonesome
sir.
Loser. Good numbers tonight, Lonesome. Good numbers tonight, Lonesome.
The man, the hitman, the numbers hitman. All the answers and all the laughs. Thank you, man. Appreciate that, dude. I could thank Ted, man, a wonderful sponsor of our network, provides our chat room, all this great camaraderie right here that we call PCU. I'd like to thank everybody on the Madhouse Radio Network. And I'd like to thank especially you, our listeners, because why? We do it just for you. We pay every week, and you get free entertainment. The most interactive entertainment right here in Prank Radio on Madhouse Live. I'd like to especially thank our fearless leader, El Comandante, of the militia of the Madhouse, who is going to be giving the details on a new CD release. That's right, a new CD
release coming right up here.
I had to say.
Thank
you so much for all you do, Hermano.
Milkman, breaking news, okay? All right, the CD. Beep, beep, beep. Tomorrow I'm going to be printing the covers for the CD. And I will be pressing the first CDs myself tomorrow. So the CDs will go on sale. I'm going to say the official sale date for the CD is going to be this Thursday. For this Thursday's coming show, this Thursday's Madhouse, we will be selling the CDs for the first time. We're going to be giving out the CDs to a lot of people. Milkman, you're going to get the first copy. And I'm going to send Ted a copy. I'm going to send Ted a copy. KDK, I'm going to send him a copy for free. And some other people out there are going to get free.
What's your fat ass been up to?
Yeah. What's your fat ass been up to will be released Thursday. It's going to be awesome. I put a lot of work into it. And it is just about complete. It's just time to print the covers right now. And I got to actually, KDK, if you're listening, still.
Man.
I need to get with KDK. He told me how he does his, and I want to get with him to see if I can ask him what his method was again, because he had a pretty good system down to printing them up. At Kinko's or something. So I'm going to ask him what size he was doing or whatever. Anyway, if he wants to be nice and help me out, it would be awesome. Like I said, it would be awesome. Milkman, you can continue with your goodbyes. Thank you. That is all. Thank you.
Hey, man, great news, man. I'm really excited about that CD release. So, guys, don't you dare miss it, because you know it's going to be nothing but fun, Madhouse style. That's right. Also, I'd like to thank people called in and that, Mr. Jonathan, all you other people out there that, like, took part of the show, man. You sent in requests. And I hope you all enjoyed as much as we did. We are still shocked and we're still concerned about Charlie Patton. So the saga of Charlie Patton is still ongoing.
We've lost contact with Charlie Patton.
You must stay tuned. Exactly. You must stay tuned with Madhouse Central. Join the newsletter, tune into the shows to find out the eventual demise of Charlie Patton, the famous phone baptism freak, call number one last year's second season.
Okay.
And there you have it. I'd like to thank all of you out there listening, especially you, sweet kisses.
Okay, that's it. Did we think Reclude called in?
Take it away, big guy.
Reclude called in.
Mr. Reclude.
Numbers from all the new people out there, all of you.
Bruno Vega.
Thank you for joining us. P. Philly, I'm sorry I couldn't get to your last request, but we're going to be on again on Thursday. Tomorrow there is no live show on PCU, although Sunday will be Jen Stewart doing another Sunday at 3 p.m. Jen Stewart will be doing a show.
Yay!
3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's 8 p.m. GMT in the U.K., and Monday night, I don't know, Tuesday night, KDK, Wednesday night, Dr. Lego, all times 10 p.m. Eastern, including next Thursday night, Madhouse Radio will be back live once again at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That'll be Thursday the 16th of August. All right, that's right, Thursday the 16th of August. Anyway, seriously, we're out of here, folks. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Milkman. And all you guys.
Thank you so much, big man. Yeah. Because, you know, it could be 5 minutes, baby, and you're in bed.